Steve Henning coming to you live from Work Truck Week, and I'm here in the Mitsubishi HD Capital America booth with Kevin, who is the VP of Sales for the Midwest.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks for giving us a few minutes.
Yeah.
Let's just jump right in. Tell us a little bit, if you would, maybe about the difference between the way your organization approaches things versus, let's say, a captive lender.
Of course. So, I mean, captives are always going to get their share of the pie, right? So, but you can never have enough lenders, especially in the commercial space. I mean, you're going to want to have other opportunities or other lenders like Mitsubishi come in when there's exposure reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We might see credit in a different way, where they might get a call from the captive and it might come back, and they might want a significant down payment, where we might come in at a lower down payment and make the solution that fits right for the customer. So, being at Work Truck Week, looking at all these upfits, it's crazy seeing everything that's out there. And we love upfits. We want to be able to finance all those trucks with the chassis and mm-hmm. whatever upfit they might have, dump body, whatever they got. We want to finance that whole thing and not have to, and make it like a 0% down payment for the customer.
Right.
So that's been a huge advantage for us, where some lenders may not be willing to take on that type of risk with the certain specialized upfits that we're seeing here today.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. How about, there's been a lot of talk about leasing and some of the changes that we went through, let's say, during COVID and so forth, and now is leasing coming back? What are you guys seeing?
Yeah, so we're seeing some more leases. We'd like to see that grow. There's benefits for both, obviously, the lender and the customer on a lease. I mean, depending on who wants, you can take the depreciation. So really, talking to their accountant's the biggest thing, and they got to figure out what makes the most sense for them.
Right.
Currently, I'm seeing more loans that we're doing. I would say about 90% of our business is loans and 10% is leases.
Okay.
But we'd like to get more into the fair market value lease products that we're offering right
mm-hmm.
now. We've done a few deals, especially in the dump trucks. We've done some deals like that. So it's been very interesting, and we're hoping to grow that side of the business.
Okay. Is there a specific strategy you're looking at for that, or is it
not really? It's the customer's preferences. I mean, really, a lot of times a customer want to do an FMB is they might have a covenant with their bank or their line of credit that they don't want to, they can't break, they can't take on more debt, so they might need to have an operating lease, which would come in.
Sure.
Or for tax purposes, they just might want the write-off instead of taking depreciation.
Yeah.
So, and that's where we can offer those type of, we can do a track lease,
mm-hmm.
different residuals. We try to make a customized solution for the customer to get the monthly payment that they need.
Yep.
For an agriculture, they might want to have a couple skip payments. Let's say they're farming and they don't want to make the payments in January or December. We want to be flexible and ultimately have the best solution for them.
That's a great approach, right? You look at the individual customer and what fits best for them,
exactly.
And they're all different.
Yeah.
So I like that approach a lot. How about, I think this is your first year of having a booth here at Work Truck Week. How's the show going for you?
It's been fun, man. I've seen some crazy things. I think there's a van in there with axe throwing. People are throwing axes into a van.
I need to go look at that.
It's wild. I mean, it's really cool how unique all the upfits are, and it's been, met a lot of great people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a lot of fun. This is my second year actually at Work Truck Week.
Okay.
So last year it was kind of like, run around,
right?
Because there's so much stuff going on. But right now it's definitely calmed down. It's nice to have a spot where
mm-hmm.
Customers that are coming in now, and vendors that we work with are dealers that will come in and say hi. So it's been cool. And then we also got some good products too, some socks. I'll have to give you some.
Oh, okay.
But it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts? Anything you want to share with our audience?
Well, I can tell you this. I mean, we've been in business for a long time. We're here to stay. We want to provide you guys lease loan products. We have working capital offerings.
Mm-hmm.
We also have inventory finance, floor planning. So we really have a really unique product with so many different options for customers, for dealers, for upfitters, for anything that we're looking at. We're one-stop shop.
One throat to choke, like they say, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, excellent. Thanks so much for giving us a few minutes of your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.